Hi, Bill Jackson here from More Motor Sales in Carroll. Ram Truck Month in March. Test our metal with special savings on the remaining 2011 Ram trucks. Save $8,100 on this 4x4 crew cab with a Hemi set up to tow. And save on another Ram with all kinds of great equipment with a special price savings of $7,658. Plus, we have a 4x4 white Jeep Grand Cherokee X package with leather. It's flat towable. Save $4,600. Only at More Motor Sales, M81, just west of Carroll.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance works solely through independent agents? Because independent agents live and work right in their communities, providing you with all your insurance needs. Auto owners insurance, highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
With auto owners insurance, every policy comes with a local agent who lives and works right in your community, offering competitive rates for all your insurance needs. Choose auto owners insurance, the no problem people. Choose local. Auto Owners Insurance, highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
Sorry for party rocking.
We're back here in Cass City. We're 9 minutes away from tip in this first of two tonight on WLAW in the district semifinals in Cass City between Harbor Beach and Cass City on WLEW Sports. Well, John, we already talked about Cass City as a team. Let's talk about it as individuals.
Clark, we have seen Cass City three times this season. Cass City is coached by Aaron Fernald. And I'll tell you what, I've described them at times as Jekyll and Hyde because you never know which team is going to show up. There's the team that can go ahead and beat Brown City, and there's a team that can go ahead and look a little idle against somebody like Vassar, for example, not to put a slight on Vassar. They have problems finding consistency. And that's why I think the key of the whole thing is consistency. Even with the outside shooting, and they have four capable outside tray shooters, first one being Cody Orban, a junior. Every time we've seen him, it is 45%, and he takes a slew of them, too. You have Ethan Nickel. He is a senior. 3 for 4 for the three games, 75%. Lucas Shank, who is not starting tonight, but he's going to be coming off the bench, and he is at a 33% clip. And then you have Drew King, who I really think is one of the most underrated players in this area, and he has always never failed to impress me. Drew King is shooting 31% from out in three-point land. It's essential for them to shoot well against Harbor Beach from the outside to open up for those big guys in the middle. You have Morgan Erla, a senior, and Cole Israelson, a junior.
And that's Cass City. According to John Mooney, take it as you will. You're tuned to WLIW, 7.5 minutes away from tip. We'll be back in 70 seconds to break down Harbor Beach.
This is Cindy Cruzy, and at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, we're part of the community. We grew up here, independent and locally owned. Thumb National believes in supporting our local athletes, and that's why we're here to remind you to support and attend the local school activities. You can make a difference in a youth's life by supporting those who are involved in athletics and all extracurricular activities. We're Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two locations in Bay City. Where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
There is something that sets school sports apart from all other levels of competition. Something that truly makes the games educational for a lifetime. Something that emphasizes the values of ethics, integrity, and respect more than wins and losses. Something that everyone, players, coaches, and spectators need to be a part of. What is it? It's sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Yeah. 6 minutes away from tip, We've broken down Cass City. Now it's on to the Orange and Black, the Harbor Beach Pirates from the east side. They're 18-3 overall, 7-3 league play in the regular season, which makes they are the co-Greater Thumb East champs with Hubley. First time these teams clashed in Harbor Beach, the Pirates won 49-25 way back in December 13th. John, how many days ago was that?
Oh, goodness.
I'd say about 86, wouldn't you say?
Sure.
Yeah, all right. Well, Harbor Beach on the road is very difficult. They're 9-2. Their only two losses come at Sandusky and at Hubley. Harbor Beach overall averages 58.85 points per game, giving up 46.09, a difference of roughly plus 12.8 for the Pirates. While traveling, the Pirate offense comes alive and averages 5 more points, but also gives up about the same surplus. The Orange and Black average 63.6 points per game on the road compared to 51, so it's about 12.6 points in their favor, a marginal difference of only 0.2 home versus away. Not bad. Harbor Beach's story, they won the first six games of the season, lost at Sandusky, rattled off another 8 victories, lost at Hubley, flip-flopped between another loss, and is currently on a 3-game winning streak. Their last loss comes 12 days ago, their only loss at home, against Marlette by 6, and have won 4 of their last 5. The Pirates beat USA and Harbor Beach on Monday, 53-45, to get to the district semifinals. If Harbor Beach wins tonight, they will go on to play either Sandusky or Hubley. Whoever wins the second game tonight, they'll square off in the district finals in Cass City on Friday at 7 p.m. And I know for a fact, both Harbor Beach and Hubley would love to meet each other one more time for a rubber match. John?
This will be the fourth time that we have seen Harbor Beach Pirates this year, coached by Ron Rubel. And I'll tell you what, they've been consistent. They know exactly what they're doing out there, and the key is their team speed. And they want to utilize that team speed to negate the size differential that Cassidy is going to go ahead and throw at them with Morgan Erla and Cole Israelson. So they're going to try to go ahead and create offense from their defense. We're talking layups today, and that's really what they need. As far as three-point shooting is concerned, yeah, they can do it, but they don't need it. You got Kraft, Ginther, Hansen. Yes, those guys are the guys that are going to be shooting from the outside. But I'm going to tell you what, they're going to be getting layups as well. Boom, Seaman, Klasky, those are the three key guys, I think, today that are going to be needed to bottle up that inside and totally make the big guys irrelevant to this game.
Because we're well aware that Harbor Beach doesn't have much height. Cass City does, especially with Israelson in the middle, but Harbor Beach has the speed. Now we check in with Ryan Brown on the sideline. Ryan, what's the feel down on the benches?
Everybody's ready for this game to be going, especially Cass City. They're looking forward to compete with a nice game against Harbor Beach because they know the resume that Harbor Beach has is a little better than what Cass City has put together this season. So they cannot wait to get a shot at Harbor Beach Pirates because they know this is a big game for them. It propels them to district finals, and it's a good stepping stone for the program to take down a team like Harbor Beach, so they cannot wait to get a shot at them, Clark.
Man, we can't wait to get this thing started either. We have 3 minutes until the national anthem and intro start here in Cass City. District semifinals of a doubleheader here on WLEW Sports 102.1 FM. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, friends. Let me ask you, do you care for his outdoor creations because you can't keep them out? Can you see the Lord from inside your house? Are you baptized every time it rains? Well, let me tell you who you can trust. Woodkeep Better Support Hope in Harbor Beach. They can patch your roof, install seamless gutters, and most importantly, keep you safe from the demons. Woodkeep! Now go spread the word and enjoy the good luck with Woodkeep Builders.
Want the best deal on a prepaid cell phone? Thumb Cellular is shattering the competition's pricing with free $20 and $35 Fast Track prepaid cards. Right now, get an LG Rumor with slide-out QWERTY keyboard for just $15 and free activation. Other Thumb Cellular Fast Track phones are also available. Then purchase a $20 prepaid Fast Track card and you'll get another one free. That's 2 months of service for $20. Purchase a $35 prepaid Fast Track card and get 2 free. We're talking 3 months of service and thousands of minutes and texts for just $35. So this winter, save money on your prepaid service and step up to a Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid phone with the clearest reception in the thumb. A $15 phone and 3 months of service for just $35. But you better hurry. This is a limited time offer. See an authorized agent or any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the thumb.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motors in Carroll. Looking for a fine luxury car?